When I consider what the difference is between humans and animals, I see our intelligence and emotional capacities as differences in degree, not in fundamentals. Maybe the essential difference is that we are capable of puzzling through the vast moral complexities, ambiguities, and paradoxes of our own lives. Whatever it is, reckoning the individual worth of our fellow creatures causes a sea change in our own perspective. That very reckoning enlarges us as human and humane beings. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.
And Sam Cook is an outdoor writer for the Duluth News Tribune. He joins us every so often to talk about issues that are going on. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, Jay. It's hard to follow Laura Erickson. It's a thoughtful thing like that to talk about killing deer, you know?
We were wondering whether you were listening that closely.
I read that on her blog yesterday and actually pulled a quote out of it for our paper for Sunday. And
really?
I love Laura, and I rely on her a great deal for the information I share with our readers about birds and birding. And she is a wonderfully objective person and has a great mind, and I appreciate her perspective.
Well, thank you for that. And it is interesting that we are going to be talking with you about the low deer harvest. The numbers were especially low here in the Northeast. I think we were down, 17% or something?
Yeah.
Well, and the reason I want to talk to you about that is that there's been a number of letters and comments in the DNR roundtable that was held a couple of weeks ago. A lot of deer hunters have written to the DNR, very concerned about deer management. And, of course, you know, deer have had their ups and downs. Sometimes the recovery has been pretty remarkable. But there seems to be, this time around, concern about the low numbers here in the Arrowhead. But that also has an effect on some other folks, the North Shore Restoration Partners, which include the Forest Service and the DNR and some others. They see deer as a problem. What do you think?
Well, all of that is true.
Okay.
Every bit of it. And deer are nice, wonderful critter to have around. Any critter is a nice critter to have around in the right numbers. And the DNR, which manages our deer population, has its hands full in trying to do that. And hunters don't look at the number of deer in the same way that land managers do necessarily, or people who live in the woods and try to have a garden or have shrubs around their house or whatever, or try not to hit them on the highway. Deer affect our lives in a lot of different ways. Certainly, the numbers are down. They're down as low as they've been since the late 90s, coming out of those two tough winters that we had back then in the mid-90s, and that's disappointing to hunters. And for perspective, we should note, as I did in my stories on Sunday, that the mid-2000s were big years for deer hunters and deer harvest in Minnesota, and a lot of hunters remember those years when you saw a lot of deer and had a choice of which ones to shoot, and a lot of people think that is kind of the way it should be. And I think in some ways, and one of the DNR wildlife managers I quoted said this, that he thinks hunters' expectations have changed some, and that may be partly as a result of those good years we had in the mid-2000s, and partly as a result of what deer hunters see on television in a lot of the hunting shows, where there are, you know, a dozen deer roaming around a field, and you know, most of them are big bucks, and it's a very artificial situation. But if you see that enough, you come to think that maybe that should be, we should have something like that around for wherever you hunt. So there are a lot of factors that play into it, not the least of which up here is the presence of gray wolves that take a certain number of deer every year, and many hunters, I think, have the notion that wolves take way more deer than they should, and the wolf population really is a driving force in the deer population. Research does not support that, but they do eat a lot of deer every year, and some hunters would probably prefer having no wolves and being able to have those extra deer in the population to shoot themselves, or at least to see during the deer hunt. So it comes down a lot to values and what each entity, the hunter, the land manager, the game manager, is trying to manage for.
Well, you've covered the outdoors for many, many years, and I'm wondering if, have you seen a change in the way deer hunters hunt deer? I think I have, but I'm just wondering whether that would make any big difference. I mean, there's a lot more motorized hunting than there used to be, and I don't mean just driving the back roads, but I mean with ATVs and this kind of thing. And I'm wondering is it easier to hunt deer than it used to be?
I don't really think so. I don't think that's a huge factor. I don't know what you mean by motorized hunting.
Well, I mean, a lot of people, you know, driving ATVs on the trails instead of, you know, like we used to do in the old days, walk in the woods.
Yeah, I mean, they're driving those ATVs to a stand and hunting from a stand. Okay. So it's easier to get in and out of the woods. It's easier to haul a deer out of the woods, but I don't think it changes. They're not hunting them from ATVs. At least they shouldn't be.
No, that's true.
Think they do, but I don't think that really changes things. I think it's still a matter of putting in your time. I would say the one thing that another thing that has changed in this whole equation is that we are all much busier than we used to be, for whatever reasons that you want to point to, but people rush up to deer camp or home to hunt deer and then rush back to the cities or Duluth or wherever, and to make it to a soccer game or whatever, or a, you know, hockey practice for their kid, or I don't know. We just are much more strapped for time, it seems like. And when the DNR has done surveys asking hunters why they don't hunt ducks as much as they used to, for instance, or something, that is usually at the top of the list. It's just not enough time. And I mean, I have people who I know who will say, "Gee, I only had my boat out 3 times last summer to fish," and I see that as a significant change over the past, you know, 20 years or as long as I've been riding here. Mm-hmm. There isn't as much time. So what I'm saying is, I think maybe people aren't putting in the number of days or the amount of time that they used to hunt deer. But that said, it's still a huge deal in Minnesota, and it's a priority in the fall for a lot of people.
Well, it seems to me like the harvest is still pretty good. I mean, considering the number of animals that are taken each year. I mean,
right. And I mean, even when it's, you know, if you look at the buck harvest, the antlerless harvest changes quite a bit depending on how many permits are issued. But the buck harvest is more consistent. It doesn't rise and fall as dramatically as the overall harvest does. And that's, you know, the DNR is using those antlerless permits to save deer this year, so there'll be more down the road in the next few years, and hunters understand that. But we're still shooting, you know, up near 190,000 deer a year or something, and I don't know what the success rate is. It's usually around 1 out of 3 hunters gets a deer, and you look at the effort some deer hunters put into it, and some of those hunters are unlikely to get deer because they're there for the social part of it, or not important to them to shoot a deer, or they're only hunting a couple of days. And if you get tough weather like we had, a lot of wind early this year in the deer season, that affects things too. I mean, the bulk of the harvest occurs the first 3 or 4 days of the season every year, and if you have tough weather during that time, then it's going to be hard. And we have had some of those years in the past few years. But the other factor we haven't really talked about is winter, and winter in northern Minnesota is winter, and hunting drive the deer population. And as one wildlife manager told me, you know, we can manage to get the deer to a certain level that people seem to be comfortable with, and it's not going to stay there because winter throws different things at the deer herd, and we've had some winters, especially in the northern part of northern Minnesota, the last few years, there have been tougher than normal winters, and it's resulted in deer dying, and that's the significant factor that I don't think hunters recognize or look at or are aware of. I don't think I do, as much as, you know, seeing a wolf or seeing wolf tracks, something more tangible. Most of us in a tough winter think it's good snowmobiling, you know? So,
well, that's true.
It just kind of depends on, and a lot of people from the lower part of the state who come up here to hunt are completely unaware of what winter is really like up here, unless they happen to come up for a weekend or something and see. And even then, they don't see the day-to-day like we do. Wake up and it's 20 below, wake up it's 11 below, and you know, we got 2 feet of snow on the ground and stuff. It's not easy living out there, and so that's a huge factor.
Well, I imagine this winter is not is going to take its toll on deer because of the snow depth and how cold it's been. But I haven't seen as many along Highway 61, which is sometimes a good thing, you know.
Yeah, and see, that's how we measure the deer population, you and I and hunters. I haven't seen as many along Highway 61, or, you know, and it's places where you usually see deer. And, you know, I remember talking to a conservation officer last fall before the deer season, and he says, driving north from Duluth up to Brimson, he said, I used to see, you know, 150 deer a night, and now I'm seeing four or something like that. And that told me the population was probably down before the season. But those are small sample sizes, the ones that we see at our, where we hunt deer in our 40 acres or whatever, right. And hunters are often willing to extrapolate to the entire state from what they see in a small area. The DNR can't do that. They have people that monitor the population in all the deer permit areas, so I don't know. It's a tough thing, because we like to hunt deer and we like to have success in what we do, I think hunters are less willing to accept fluctuations in populations than we used to be, and that's true of fishing and walleyes and as well as deer.
Well, what you said earlier about trying to basically pack in a lot of your outdoor activity into a lot less time because there are other constraints and other obligations just makes the need for success, I suspect, even more acute for many people.
Yeah, it concentrates. You know, you want to do it while you're there, and if that happens to be a tough weather situation or a down year, then you may not have success. And I think we're less patient as a people than we used to be, probably because of the way we live our lives in you know, little bite-sized pieces of information on computers or mm-hmm. or Facebook or text or whatever, and we're just all a little bit too hurried up.
Well, I want to thank you for taking time to talk to us today about the deer harvest, and maybe when we find out the latest information on the moose count that's going on, that just started this week with the DNR up here, or a second time around, maybe we'll talk to you about how that might affect us, because two iconic animals of the North Woods, you know, maybe there's a problem in both areas. Maybe they're connected, maybe they're not, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah, I don't think they're necessarily, well, they're connected where deer overlap with moose, I think.
Right.
But, yeah, that the results from that, the survey's been done, the aerial survey for moose has been done for a couple weeks now. So That info should be coming out soon.
Okay, Sam Cook is an outdoor writer for the Duluth News Tribune, joins us periodically to talk about outdoors, and we've had plenty of it. Thanks so much.
Okay, take care.
You bet, Sam.